year of 1818, a man by the name of James Varick led a group of slaves to New Haven, Connecticut. They were struggling with being part of a congregation that still did not serve sacraments to African-American people. Mm. And so they decided that they wanted to establish their own church so that they could, you know, be able to do what congregants do, whether it's the sacraments on the first Sunday, Bible study, because at that time, they were not able to even go to Bible study. So they would have to wait to one of the white ministers come to their house and do Bible study. And there was just so much separation. So they, Bishop Varick at the time, he was James Varick, came to New Haven with a few slaves from New York to help them establish their Artificial Avenue. They were located in the Hill section, and it was not predominantly African Americans. And they saved their money to build their own church from the ground up after worshiping in people's houses and different places. And after 1 year, the church was destroyed by a fire. They only had the building for 1 year. The connection that Yale, not the Divinity School, that Yale has to the church is one of the stewards was a woman who worked for the president of the school, Mr. Woolsey Hall. And he encouraged her to, you know, Eliza Payne in 1832, she was a housekeeper for him, and he encouraged her to help the church purchase their own property, although it burned down. After that, the church was devastated, the members, but they kept fighting on. And they were having places, church in different various places, and then they located to what we know now on the area of Foot Street, because they were building the property here on Dixon Avenue, the parishioner's house for the pastor and this building. And in 1900s, they finally built this church, and it's a historical building as we know it now. And they were ready to move in, and Booker T. Washington came to speak to the church. This is one, as a matter of fact, a few months after that, he passed away.